I'm Bob Cutmore. The morning show rolls on. We'll talk with our guy on Broadway by way of Colorado, David Lefkowitz of Performing Arts Insider magazine, in just a moment to talk about the Tony nominations. We welcome Dave Lefkowitz to the program of Performing Arts Insider, and also a well-known radio host of the program you can find on the internet, Dave's Gone By. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob, and I'm so happy this is all going on in such a slow news week. You know?
Yeah, I know. Well, I have been seeing some tweets from some of those, since we're an offensive play has got the most Tony nominations, one of the offensive DJs in our area is tweeting, well, the Today Show, for crying out with all the, holy, stop talking about Osama bin Laden, but... Anyway,
well, it is kind of funny that two of the most honored shows, at least for nominations, are deliberately offensive in their approach, in their attack. You've got, of course, the new musical, The Book of Mormon, by the folks who gave us South Park, and that's the leader in the nominations. Got 14 of them. And then, of course, there's the new Broadway play, The Mother Effer with the Hat. I'm not going to say, obviously, the full title. By Stephen Adley Gergis, and that's gotten nominations. And people were surprised because just before it opened, people didn't really know what to make of it, and they were saying it's got no. It has one or two well-known people in it, but it had no box office to speak of, and it needed killer reviews, or else it was going to close within a week after it opened. Instead, the reviews came out. Most of the critics loved it, and now here it is up on the
really?
Best playboard.
Really? Well, and here I'll show you. I'll plumb the depths of my own political correctness. I would rather see the whatever it's called, Mother F, than
Mother Effer with the Hat. Yeah.
I really feel creepy crawly going to the Book of Mormon. You know, I know Mormons, and I say I don't know if I want to do that. You know, I don't know. But it's supposed to. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. I saw the Book of Mormon on my trip to New York about 2 weeks ago. I literally stuffed 12 shows into 6 days while I was in Manhattan.
In fact, I was just asking,
right?
like Superman, Dave Lefkowitz has an alter ego. I hope I get the name right. Rabbi Saul Solomon of the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And what would he think if there was some sort of a send-up of Judaism on Broadway there?
Well, would you like me to ask him?
Yeah,
I can ask
ahead.
The rabbi. He happens to be here in the room with
All
me.
All right. Find out what the rabbi...
Your thoughts on offensive theater and offensive kinds of Jewish theater, and the rabbi would say, well, look, you know, I feel that any show that doesn't have Jews in it is offensive. I think as long as there is a Jew in there somewhere, it could be the book writer, could be the set designer, could be the guy sweeping up afterwards. As long as they're using a Jew or two and giving him a salary, I'm happy.
I see.
So somewhere in Book of Mormon, there's a Jew in there somewhere. I'm fine with it.
But are there any...
I don't think it's Robert Lopez, though.
I know.
I doubt that.
I wonder if there are any Mormons in there. I would tend to doubt it, you know. I don't think the Osmond family's endorsing this show, you know.
Well, first of all, it's really, really funny. It's South Park, the folks who did that. And, you know, if you watch South Park over the past few seasons, they did an episode that had to do with making fun of the story of the Book of Mormon and how, with all due respect, how ridiculous it is, just like every religious myth is ridiculous.
As if Moses on the mountain and Jesus, you know, all that stuff. No, Muhammad, look at all the stuff he did, for crying out. We'll probably
all
be,
of it. All
we'll
of, you know,
jihad
everything
on our head
that,
here.
Everything that we believe that cannot be proved, doesn't matter whether you're Christian or Jewish or Mormon or Muslim or Sun Myung Moon, if you remember him.
Yeah,
it's all ridiculous. We just choose what to believe to get us through the day.
Right.
And that's one of the themes of the Book of Mormon.
All right.
The fact that they're not making fun of Mormon. Well, yes, they are.
They are, too. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
But they're making fun of the whole idea of what we believe and why we believe. One of the cool themes and plots of that musical is that they go there to this Ugandan colony that is overrun by warlords and drugs and death and AIDS, and they're trying to save these people spiritually with the so-called story of the what's in the Book of Mormon, and they end up kind of saving these people with a whole bunch of lies. And the lies end up doing better than the so-called truth that's in the book.
Well,
you know, it gets a little complicated.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I'm partial to the Mormon religion, you know, it's an upstate creation, like the Erie Canal. You know, that stuff happened up here in Palmyra near Rochester or something like that.
Well, right. I mean, you know, again, we're not trying to be offensive to Mormons or to anybody, and the play or the musical, like anything that the South Park people do or that they do on Family Guy or anything that's really trying to just be like truly satirical and funny and out there and push the envelope. They're going to say, oh, it's all craziness, it's all stupidity. Yeah, we're gonna be offensive for a little bit, but if you look underneath, we're trying to say something about right. the nature okay. of what people believe and what the world is.
But getting back to the Tony Awards, they got, yeah. Not awards, nominations, they got
nominations,
a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right. They got quite
oh,
a few.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm very excited, first of all, for Best Play. One of the shows that I saw in New York is Good People, which I think is a marvelous piece, and it's only running at the moment till the end of May. I'll bet they'll extend it now because of the nomination. And it's by David Lindsay Abair, who wrote, they made the movie with Nicole Kidman, and I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, and I'll never help you. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's a marvelous play about working class people, and it's up against Mother Effer and War Horse, which I'm sure a lot of your audience would really, really love, up at Lincoln Center. You've probably heard about that one.
Yes, I think where they play horses, right? You know, I get a lot of my knowledge of the Broadway theater from CBS Sunday Morning that Audrey and I like to watch. And they did. That's fascinating because these people really look like horses. I mean, it's all sort of a vaudeville joke to dress up like a horse, but, I mean, they do a good job with it.
Well, the funny part is that my parents met 40-some-odd years ago at a production of Equus, if you all remember that play
by
Peter Schaffer.
I thought you were going to tell me they were playing a horse. No, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Equus. It was another play. It was either Man for All Seasons I'm forgetting the actual name. But the point was they came out on kind of fake horses, like they were holding these little things that were supposed to represent horses.
Right.
And it was a serious, dark drama. And my mom and dad, on their first date, looked at each other and just kind of started giggling at that because they couldn't buy it. They couldn't buy the idea of these fake horses on stage.
Yeah.
Now you go over to War Horse. And, by the way, the puppeteers for that show have already won a special Tony Award. That's already been announced for Handspring Puppet Company. And they come out, and it's like two different people or three working this giant horse construction on wires and things, and it's just absolutely so convincing and believable. I think the play, it's a children's play. I don't think the piece is all that wonderful in a sense, and most of the second act is just basically taking up with the horrors of war, and there's nothing really new there. But the physical presentation of War Horse is quite beautiful.
Okay. And, and people from up here, the whole premise of talking to you is that people from up here, including yours truly, we go down sometimes and see plays. So, give a Best Musical, and for that, Book of Mormon is one of the nominees, right?
Yeah, for Best New Musical.
New musical.
Book of Mormon Book of Mormon is going to take a lot of awards.
No, and the horse thing, is that's up for what?
Well, no, I'm sorry, War Horse is also Best Play. That's up against Good People, Jerusalem, which is a very overrated play by Jez Butterworth, but has a really great performance by Mark Rylance, and also your favorite, The Mother Effer with a Hat.
Yeah.
Musical is Mormon versus Catch Me If You Can. If everybody remembers, they made that movie about Frank Abagnale, the con man, who's an airline pilot and a doctor and all these different professions, except he's none of those things. And it's a good musical. People have been sneering, and the critics were not all that excited about it. But I thought it was very, very good.
Now, like upstater who always goes down to Broadway, New York City, like once, twice, three, four times a year, whatever. I do love New York City, but we always go to musicals. Audrey and I, we actually went to see a play. What happened to that championship season? I thought they'd get something.
They got really squeezed out. I don't think they got a nomination at all, even for some of the actor performances, and I thought Kiefer Sutherland was very, very good. I wasn't that crazy about the revival too much, and I think they made a mistake. It used to be a three-act play, and they took out one of the intermissions and then just conflated the second and third act, which made a very, very long second act.
No, I thought it was long. I was wondering what the heck was going on. I had to go toy, and there it was. I mean, this thing was going on forever.
Yeah, the problem was for me. They turned the second act into well over an hour, and people are going, okay, get this, we'll go home already.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate, I think.
Oh, go ahead.
I know you have to go, but I do want to please say that very, very happy that the two best revival musicals are Anything Goes and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and they're both wonderful.
Oh, wow. And the guy from Harry Potter's in the How to Succeed, right?
He did not get a nomination.
Oh.
If you read the chat boards now, people are going, oh my God, Daniel Radcliffe didn't get it. Daniel Radcliffe is very, very good. I don't think he was, he should have been up there with a Best Actor Tony nomination. He's really good. Although John Larroquette, his co-star, got a nomination. I think Christopher Hanke as Brunt Frump, the real bad guy in How to Succeed, he did not get nominated. I wish he did.
Mm. Now, I know you probably got to go to work. You're out there in Colorado now, even though you do Performing Arts Insider. But just one more question. I heard an interview on another station. I was even emailing you about this. In fact, I can't think of the woman's name, an actress. The woman who played with Michael Douglas in the Romancing the Stone. What's her, Kathleen Turner?
Oh, Kathleen Turner, yes.
Okay. She's doing this interview. I mean, I was just felt so... I mean, what a tough world it is now. I mean, show business is tough anywhere, but they scheduled this interview with this woman, Kathleen Park. What was her name again?
Kathleen Turner.
Mm-hmm. And apparently she'd just been canceled, you know, and that was it. You know?
Yeah, she was in a new play. It was a tough sell. It was a play about a nun counseling a drug addict, and it didn't get particularly good reviews. I did not get to see it in New York. And it went, and they had no box office, and they closed about 5 or 8 performances after it opened about 2 weeks ago. It's just the luck of the draw.
Wow.
Not everything can run.
Makes me worried.
I will say that there was a musical, pretty much the last John Kander and Fred Ebb musical, and if you know them from Cabaret and Zorba and Chicago, they worked on a show called The Scottsboro Boys, which flopped earlier in the season, although a lot of the critics really liked it. Well, it came back with... came back strong in the nominations. It got quite a few of them. So people, sometimes people remember more than you think, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Dave Lefkowitz, it is a pleasure to talk with you. And
thank you, yeah.
And good luck with the, I don't know, why am I wishing you good luck? You're not up for any of these awards, are you?
Well, I would love if you would have me back in June after the Tonys are done, and we can do a wrap-up together. I think that would be great fun.
I'd be happy to, and maybe we'll even talk to the rabbi then as well.
Oh, he would be most honored. Thank you so much, Bob.
Well, thank you. Dave Lefkowitz, you're still doing Performing Arts Insider, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to performingartsinsider.com to read more about that. If you want to know more about the rabbi, and I thank you for bringing him up, he has a website now called shalomdammit.com.
Yeah.
And check him out. He even has Twitter feeds now. He's all over the place in media.
All right. I will look for him, just like I'm looking for that mother, whatever. Well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Always fun to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.